All right, Psalm 119 tonight. Psalm 119, 105, 105. Psalm 119, 105 this evening. And tonight we'll be looking at this stanza, verses 105 to 112. And in this stanza, we're going to take specific notice to some things that the psalmist compares or likens the Word of God to. You're going to see several of these things throughout the psalm. And I trust that you will be encouraged as I was as we understand these truths. So let's read it. I will read out loud. You can follow along. Here we go. Verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. As you will see here, these are words of great commitment tonight. You see the psalmist as he speaks, as he writes here, of the Word of God. He is pouring himself with all that he has into committing himself to God's Word and to keeping it. Now, in order to do that, to commit oneself to God's Word, it is important that we have a confidence in it. And tonight I want to do an illustration. So I'd like to have a couple of the children come forward, and we're going to do a little illustration tonight. So come on up here. And Mr. Walker, if you could man the lights, all right? We need to make sure the light in the lobby's out. We need darkness. I think. Oh, you turned it back on. All right. We need smart getting it ahead of time. All right. All right. Not quite yet, though. All right. Now, here's what we're going to do, children. The first verse that we are going to look at tonight is the verse that we sang. You remember? Thy word is a what? Lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Very, very good. All right. Now, I need one volunteer to stand next to me. Okay, Ian, you stand right here. Okay. Now I need to need the rest of you.
Grace, you stand right here. This way. And Levi, come over here. Come here. Alright, you stand right like that, okay?
Now, it's important you guys pay attention too, alright? Now, we're illustrating a point here, alright? Because this verse, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How many of us know that verse? Alright, yeah. We've heard it for most of our lives. I had a joy just spending some time just really digging into this verse and seeking to try to understand it. And it was just some new things came to mind. I want to share them. Some new insights into this verse came to mind, and I want to share them with you tonight. If you look at the verse, it says, thy word is a lamp. Okay, so a lamp, this word is literally a word for a candle. A candle, this is the same word that is used for the lamps that are on the menorah in the tabernacle. Remember when God set the tabernacle up, there was to be a menorah, and there was to be the seven lamps on that. And so this was the source of the light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now this word light is actually, in this context, it is the illumination from the candle or the lamp. It is actually the illumination that you see as a result of the source, which is the candle. So, these words are not synonymous, but they build on each other. You have the lamp that is the source, and you have the light that is the result, or the what comes as a result of the source. Now, here's what God taught me, and I want to share this with you in this with this verse. When we're walking through life, God's word plays this role. It becomes our confidence. It is the source of our courage, if you will, to proceed forward. It is that flame that we know is shining and that it will always be there. And we also know that God's word, since it is that source in our confidence and our courage, source of courage, we also then know it will give us direction on the path of life and lead us where we are to go. Notice that it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Specifically, it is something helpful to myself. It gives me the confidence to move forward. And the light unto my path gives me my direction. And it shows me where to go. I wrote it this way. God's word is my confidence to move and my compass to guide. It is my confidence to move, my compass to guide. Now, if we could get the light out, please. All right. You know what, Harold? Can you get those outside ones as well? Please. Probably get in trouble with somebody for being in the dark. But. Okay. Now, Ian, here's what I want you to do, okay? Can you see how to get outside? Can you see how to get outside?
No.
No, you can't. Well, what do you need to get outside?
A light.
You need a light. Okay, so when you're holding this light, do you want to try to get outside? You do, don't you? Because what does this light do? This light gives you the confidence that, you know what? I can move forward. Because I got the light. Now, why does it give us confidence? Why does this light give you confidence? It's because it shines a light that shows your path. So now I want you to use the lamp and its light to get around Grace and Levi and to try to walk outside. Does it help you? It does, doesn't it? Now come back here, okay? Come on back here. All right, now I want you to look right here. You see the light?
Yeah.
All right, now try to get outside without bumping into anything. Can you do it? Oh, you did pretty good. It's not dark enough. Okay, let's get the lights. We'll turn the lights back on. Here's what I learned. You guys can sit down. Thank you very much. I got excited about that, and maybe I'm not explaining it clear enough, but here's what's exciting to me, is that God's word is totally sufficient to guide us through life And it's because we can have a confidence to know what it contains is exactly what we need. It is a lamp, it's the flame, it's the source, it's the energy, and it produces a glow that guides our feet on the path of life. So we have the energy for our feet to move, and we have the steps to guide us because of the glow. I trust maybe you'll look at that verse a little bit differently, as I will, because God's word is exactly that. It is our confidence. You need to be able to trust it. You need to learn that it is trustworthy. You hold in your hands the eternal word of God that is sufficient to guide you, and that should give you courage and confidence to move your feet. And you move your feet because you know you've got the word of God that shines a glow on the path that you need to take. And I praise the Lord for that. I praise the Lord for that kind of guidance that he gives us. And we need to learn in our lives to claim this, to say we have the source and the energy, and we can move ahead with incredible courage that people don't have if they don't trust in the incredible word of God. Thy word, God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. David wrote in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 29, "For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness." In Psalm 27, 1, David writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Dear ones, we're going to have times when we're afraid. When we're not sure what to do. I've encountered them even as a pastor in these almost 3 years now. There have been times when things have come at me and, "Lord, what do I do? I am afraid." And we experience that emotion. I experience that emotion until I come to something like this truth. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I realize, you know what? God's already given me everything I need. It's right here in his word. It's the source. I can walk ahead with confidence because I know he's going to shine the way. He's going to illuminate the way for me. That's a big thought, folks. That's a huge, huge truth. That can revolutionize your life. Are you somebody that worries a lot? Are you somebody that's paralyzed to move forward in your Christian life because there's things that you just don't understand, or you're holding on to other things that you know you need to let go, but you're afraid? The psalmist here testifies, God's word's enough. It's your confidence to move forward. And dear ones, allow it to be your compass to guide you. Now, the psalmist begins this stanza with that incredible truth. But now he states this truth, and now he builds or adds to it with statements of commitment. Verse 106, he says, "I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments." Boy, we look at this and we say, the psalmist, man, you are saying some strong things here. And indeed he is. But you know what? He can say these things. Why? Because he knows that God's word is enough. He knows that the path is going to be well lit to guide his way. I have sworn, I have solemnly purposed, with God as my witness, and I will perform it. This word, perform it, it's an intensive. I will absolutely confirm it. I will establish, I will fulfill your righteous judgments. I will obey them. The psalmist is making a strong commitment here. He's willing to put his name on the line. In other words, he's willing to say, you know what? I'm going to do this, and I'm not turning back. And this reminded me, let's turn briefly to Joshua chapter 24. And I just want to remind us of what takes place in this passage. As Joshua is nearing the end of his life, he calls all the Israelites to Shechem. And I want to read verse 15, Joshua 24, 15. It says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You know, he's putting his name on the line, and he's saying, this is where I am committing myself and my family. And he's doing it publicly before all of Israel. And he calls the Israelites to this commitment. In verse 21, "And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey." And you see here an incredible commitment from the people of Israel. Look at verse 31. "And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel." These people had committed themselves. And that's what we're seeing here, back to Psalm 119. We're seeing a commitment from the psalmist. "I am committing to keep, to observe your righteous judgments, O Lord." Going on in verse 107, he says, "I am afflicted, I am greatly humbled. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me," an imperative. "God, give me new life. Revive me, O Lord, according unto thy word." And this is a concept that we've seen over and over throughout this passage, reminding us that the psalm, just like the psalmist, we too have times where we feel afflicted, where we are humbled, where we're downtrodden, and we need the revival from the Lord, and we can call out for that. And the psalmist, as he seeks to stand and make a commitment, he is crying out to the Lord to help him. Verse 108, he says again an imperative, "Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth." Interesting picture there. The free will offerings of his mouth. This is the picture. When you think of free will offerings, these were the voluntary offerings that would be brought to the tabernacle, to the temple, things that were not required, but people just voluntarily brought them. And he is speaking of his offerings from his mouth. That is, those words of praise to his God. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15 speaks of these things, and it says, "By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." And the psalmist cries out, and he says, "God, I beseech you, accept these words of praise, O Lord, and teach me thy statutes." Again, an imperative. Again, he is crying out, "O God, please do this in my life. Teach me your truths." Verse 109, my soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. This is a term where he is saying, my life is in my hand. Other translations put it this way, I hold my life in my hand continually. My life is continually in my hand. In other words, here it is. And I realize that I have control over some of these things in my life. But God, I am committing to you and to not forgetting your law. Verse 110, the wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Again, he is saying, the wicked have laid a trap. They have laid out a snare for me to walk into so that I am caught. But he says, you know what? I have not erred from your precepts. This word err is wandered or gone astray. And he says, despite everything that is out there that is against me, all of the people that are out to get me, I have not, I will not wander or go astray from your commandments. And now we see verses 111 and 112 as kind of the closing point here of his words of commitment. Remember, I talked about how the psalmist relates God's words to several things in this passage. Well, we've seen he relates it to a lamp and relates it to a light. Now look at verse 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. This concept really caught my attention. If you look at this closely, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage. In the Hebrew, this verb, have I taken as an heritage, that's the English translation of the verb, is a completed action, something that has been accomplished. And in this action, it has the idea, it includes the concept of taking into possession one's inheritance, claiming it, calling it your own. And the psalmist here, he's saying, thy testimonies, O God, I have received or taken into my possession forever. They are my inheritance. They are the rejoicing of my heart. This got me thinking about inheritance. And I got to thinking about what inheritance or heritage is there that's out there that will last forever. There are very few things. The psalmist here mentions one of them, the testimonies of God's word. Do you look at God's word as an inheritance that is yours forever? It is your possession that you have been granted as an heir. It has been placed unto you, given unto you, and it is yours forever. And it has this result. It can bring rejoicing of the heart. The psalmist testifies and he says, you know what? I have claimed this inheritance, God's word. I've claimed it as my heritage, my inheritance. For they, that is the God's word, the testimonies of God, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. That's an incredible concept again. What's the rejoicing of your heart? What is it that just lights your fire and gets you excited? For the psalmist, his testimony here is, it's God's word. I was thinking about different saints of the past, people that have lived and pleased God, and those that have suffered for Christ's name. And you can read about them as they testify when they are imprisoned. The only thing they have is what? God's Word. And you can read of people that have trusted in God's Word, and they are able to go through their imprisonment and persecution, and they are able to maintain a heart full of joy. That can only be explained by an heritage or an inheritance that is theirs that will last forever. No one can take that away from them. No one. The same is true for you and for me. God's Word is our treasure. It is the inheritance that has been granted to us. God has given it to us. Now the challenge is this. Receive it unto yourself. Take God's Word and make this commitment. I will embrace it as my inheritance, my heritage forever. And I will commit my life unto it. And dear ones, according to the testimony of the psalmist, you will find yourself rejoicing. You will find this God's Word to be the true rejoicing of your heart. As you walk through these days, you will be looking through the lens of God's Word, and it will give you great courage and joy, even in the darkest of times. It will give you strength and courage to move forward. It will be your guide. And the psalmist closes with these words, I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I have stretched out, I have extended my heart. That's a way to translate that word inclined. I have extended my heart. I have stretched it out so that I might perform, that I might do your word forever, even unto the end. Psalm 119:33 says, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. We see words of commitment. Why can the psalmist say such things, and why can he be so confident in committing his life to God and his word? It's because he realizes that God's Word has everything he needs to move his feet, and it is his guide to take him down the right paths of life. Do you want to walk in a way that's pleasing to God? Do you want to know God's direction for your life? Tomorrow morning you're going to wake up and you're going to have decisions to make. You're going to need some help in what directions to go, or which way to go. Do you look at God's Word? Do you have a confidence in God's Word that it is sufficient to help you through those times? I think if there's nothing else we can learn from tonight, one thing we can learn is that the psalmist, he trusted his life in the Word of God and trusted it. It was his confidence. It was his compass. And so therefore he committed. Therefore he committed himself to living according to God's truth with all of his heart. He embraced it as his heritage. And therefore it was the rejoicing of his heart. Lord Jesus, I thank you for teaching us tonight. And God, I just pray that maybe every time we hold a flashlight or every time we hold a candle, we'd be reminded that your word is sufficient. You have given it to us so that we will have the confidence to move our feet and we will have the direction in which we are to go. I tell you, God, there are so many unknowns in this world. so many things that we just don't know. Life is an incredible adventure, and we just don't know what's around the corner, but Lord, we can know that you know what's around the corner. You've been there. You've seen it. And you're going with us. And we know, and we can have the confidence that your word will be our light and our lamp. Oh God, I pray that we as a people will treasure the inheritance that is ours in your word. That we will realize that it is an inheritance that will last forever. May the houses, may wealth and money pale in comparison to the treasure of your word. And help us to realize the joy that comes from knowing your word and living by it. In Jesus' precious name, amen.